So, I'm imagining you're pretty tired about answering questions about the rush at this point. It's obviously a rivalry game. Just overall assessment of the team you guys are going to be facing here.
Yeah, I think if you look at it on paper, they're definitely the number one team. They're a great season. They've been really good for the last few years, and they don't have a lot of holes. They've got, you know, they're well coached. Their defense is strong. They've got, you know, a lot of firepower on offense and a good goalie. But with that being said, they are beatable, and we've been with them this year. And it is a one game series, so anything can happen. And we're just going to look to kind of take some momentum from last week into it, while they've been sitting back for, you know, 2 weeks. So I've been saying that a lot lately, but that's, you know, one thing that we are counting on, right? And they are a great team, but anybody can beat anybody in this league. As you see, there's a lot of parity throughout the season.
Yeah, you guys have played them very close this year, and that's kind of been one of the talking points this season, that the results haven't gone your way, but it's been very close. What have you seen from your team since you played them last to make you think you guys can get over that hump?
Yeah, you know, this beginning of the year, we're losing to them by a few goals, and then the overtime game, too. I don't think at that time of the year we were playing our best lacrosse. I think going into Sask at the end of the year, we were, and it was a close game. I think there's some things we probably could have done better, and they're probably saying the same thing, and I really believe in that game. It could have gone either way. They do a good job of coming out on those, you know, they do the right things, especially in the clutch moments and the pressure situations in the fourth quarter to win games like that. But again, when games are that close, anything can happen with a bad bounce, with a call, with anything. We're a one goal game. It doesn't matter what team's playing. A lead's never safe.
You guys proved that last week with the come-from-behind win against Colorado. Obviously, I can't imagine falling behind 7-3 is really in the game plan for this week, but how does coming back in that game help you get that momentum going into this game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can't be falling, especially to a team like Saskatoon that's so sound. You can't be spotting them a five-goal lead and going down 6-1 or 7-2. But, against them, we do have to stay close with them, and basically they're a different team. We've got to do a couple things differently, but the big one is stopping their transition from an offensive standpoint and taking good shots and having good possessions, where not only are we getting good chances, but we're kind of investing in our possessions and not giving them that third man coming off the bench or two-on-one or breakaways for sure.
When we talk about the rest versus rust thing, you guys played last week. They've been off for a couple weeks now. Is there something strategically you can do to take advantage of your guys' continued play in this stretch and kind of their maybe being a little lackadaisical early on?
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially from an offensive standpoint, you want to get good shots. You don't want to let Kirk kind of start feeling and start seeing the ball well. You want to get to the net early and maybe start to get their goalie to doubt himself a bit and get some chances where they have to start to crawl back or start to kind of flip the switch to get back into game speed. And they're a great team, and it's not like they've been out for a month or something like that, so it's not the biggest factor, but it is something that we're going to try to jump on them early and really build off of how we were playing in the second half of the game against Colorado, because we were moving the ball well and moving our feet really well out there.
When you talk about the rush, the crowd obviously is a factor. You guys are fairly used to playing in loud buildings, playing here. How much does the experience of playing in a loud building at home help you in a loud building on the road?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just a lot of fun. There's a lot of adrenaline when you've got a crowd as loud and just crazy as ours, and then theirs. It's the opposite, where they get they turn that music up when we're playing defense so that you can't hear much, and they are, any time that there's maybe they think there's a call, they get loud and stuff like that. But it's something the home team does feed off of, but it does get the away team going too, and it's nice when you do something and they're able to silence the crowd a bit like that. And when you're playing in a game as big as this, it's kind of got to be something that's just in the on the back burners for you, where you're not focusing on that. You've just got to focus on the aspects of the game that are important and kind of the the major factors, like, you know, moving the ball on offense and getting back and getting to the bench to stop transition. That's the difference between winning and losing. And when they do go on those, you know, runs where you're scoring five or six goals, we've got to make sure we're doing something to stop the bleeding and not letting the crowd get into it and kind of let them gain momentum. We've got to score some goals to break those runs up.
You mentioned earlier when you guys played these guys earlier in the season, you weren't necessarily playing your best lacrosse. It feels like you guys are now, especially offensively. Is there a moment in this season where there was kind of that light bulb went off, like, okay, this is how we're supposed to be playing now? Can you kind of pinpoint a moment where that happened?
I don't think there's an exact moment, but there was, you know, sometimes definitely the beginning of the year where that first game where we just, you know, laid an egg in Rochester, and then even in Buffalo, you know, you can blame it on travel and all that, and it's tough to get out to Rochester and Buffalo and play your best game, but we just felt that we weren't doing the little things that we're doing now, where we really are getting through the middle and getting our feet moving, and everybody's flying around out there and kind of playing more as an offensive unit than basically you know, trying to go one-on-one a bit more off of early clocks and taking early shots in possession. We've offensively kind of invested in moving the ball and playing as more of a cohesive unit, and that's been huge for us on the offensive side. Defensively, you know, I thought we've been playing pretty good all year defensively, and goaltending's been there, but the transition, especially, I think it was maybe the Vancouver game where it was a bit of a blowout, but you could just see a lot of our D guys and transition guys really start to get some confidence from that game and scoring some big goals and just, you know, flying out there. So that was, you know, maybe one of the turning points, and we've started to put it all together here, and it does feel like a different team.
For you specifically, we talk about on the broadcast a lot about how you're a guy who plays year-round at fairly high levels of competition. How does that help you in these types of big games where you've played big games all year? You've been playing pretty consistently all season long.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You really relish the moment when you get to play in a game as big as this and on a big stage in front of, you know, 16,000-17,000 people. That's something that really, you play so many games throughout the year, maybe close to 70 games with season and playoffs and you know, Team Canada tryouts, whatever, that you sometimes can get a little you know, a little stale, I guess, just playing a regular game, but you really get up for the playoff games and you really get excited for it, and it's just that this is really the fun part of the season, and it's the best part about playing lacrosse. So, and this is, you know, the best league to play in, so it's something that's just exciting, and I enjoy it, and you know, a lot of guys on our team are the same way, and they love it, and that's why I think we play our best lacrosse this time of year, and maybe don't come out to the best start, which hasn't helped our record or help us get a home playoff game, but we're here now, and this is the time to really get things rolling.
All right, thanks for doing this, and best of luck.
You bet, appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Wes.
Thank you.